Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the first day of the new month, July 1st. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We will simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour in living video color at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But this is, first and foremost, a radio broadcast. We only have one guest joining us today, and that is Congressman Ron Paul, sometime in the last hour. He is on the House floor today. They are expecting votes, so he could end up even being on conceivably earlier. And occasionally he has to come on the next day, so it could be tomorrow. We've interviewed him literally. It's got to be close to 100 times in the last 15 years. And when he is on the floor, about 10% of the time, he ends up coming on the next day. But Congressman Ron Paul, scheduled, as they say, across the pond, with incredibly important intel on the scuttlebutt in Congress on a strike on Iran that is clearly in the making. They've set the table. They're bringing out the roast suckling pig. And the question is, will they start thrusting their daggers into the flesh? We'll also get his take on the economy that he's predicted, of course, decades ago, what is now happening, what these bankers always do in every nation they control with fractional reserve banking. Really, it's quite simple, money laundering slash counterfeiting. But it's not counterfeit because they run the government criminally, so they get away with it and leave you holding the bag after the Ponzi scheme implodes. And so we'll talk to Congressman Ron Paul about that as well, and a lot of other central issues like the Federal Elections Commission starting an investigation. This is very serious, of Campaign for Liberty, and openly saying that they're not allowed. The key here is to tell American voters how congressmen voted. And the House has passed an even more draconian bill where there can be no free speech 6 months out from an election of any political organization. Just you can't tell voting records. You can't even give your opinion. No free speech in America. And they're going after the Internet. It's so brazen, so naked, that it is hard to deal with, hard to even be able to face up to, even when you understand how corrupt and oppressive this system is. It is naked. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a criminal conspiracy takeover fact. Now, every day I start the broadcast, and here we are July 1st, 2010, and things are only intensifying, and I say that the straits are becoming more dire by the minute, that the quickening is accelerating, that everything's coming to a head. The good is coming to the fore. The bad is coming to the fore. The evil is coming to the surface. The absurd is coming to the surface. The corrupt is coming to the surface. The honor is coming to the surface. The patriotism is coming to the surface. The love of God and the truth is coming to the surface. The love of evil is coming to the surface. I mean, the battle is on between good and evil. And it's only going to get more insane from here. I have a giant stack of financial news. We're going to cover that first. I don't have to tell you the stock market is in free fall. The media is now admitting we're in a depression. This is all being done by design. We've been in a depression for years. All the real economic numbers of savings versus debt, public, private, corporate, international, of the types of jobs people have, the deindustrialization, the unemployment numbers, the inflation numbers, we're sunk, okay? When you talk about $600 trillion, as the Washington Post admits last week, quite amazing they'd admit that. It's more like $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion. This is like shooting someone 8 million times with a 45 caliber handgun. They are going to die. I mean, it's the overkill is so ridiculous. We're dead. We're a wasteland unless we arrest the Goldman Sachs bankers and reverse all this, okay? There's no debating it. Either they go or we go. You understand?
The question is, where should the American people... people draw their line in the sand.
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I've had time the last few days to really analyze this reported sweep of an 11-member Russian sleeper cell. And the Wall Street Journal and others have headlines like, spying as networking. And they say, if these are spies, it's a new type of spy. They didn't try to infiltrate government officials. They tried to infiltrate major corporations. Well, I mean, that's what British intelligence did 100 years ago on record. They've written many books about it. They brag about it. The British came in and took over New York City socialite society. They came in and they infiltrated banking. They came in and set up the Council on Foreign Relations. Because in America, the robber barons ran the country. The corporations had already had a coup d'etat. And so if you're a foreign intelligence operation, if you can come in and take control of the corporations, you control the country. That's all the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission is. Globalism is treason. Globalism is a corporate takeover. Globalism is espionage. Espionage. It is economic sabotage. They come in, they shut your country down, they only allow businesses to operate through government that they own and control. They put tax incentives on moving to China, where they've got deals with corrupt Chinese officials who will only let them operate. Then no one can compete with slave goods. It consolidates the power of the elite, bankrupts the United States, and then makes us feudal serfs. I mean, this is the British mercantile slave model they used to control the Caribbean for 400 years, that they used to control Asia for hundreds of years, that they used to take over China. And when they put Mao in, they just set up the neo-colonial mercantile model. And this is in all the top economic publications. This is not hidden. They know that you are not going to go out and read this information. So, of course, the Russians basically had spy networkers. And I was being sarcastic yesterday when I said, fine, execute the spies. You know, they don't deserve that. They deserve to be shipped back to Russia. The issue here is, I said, if you're going to put them in prison, if you're going to punish them, in which they should be punished, because I'm into America, I'm into sovereignty, I'm into the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, because it isn't the perfect system, but it's the best system we've ever seen on this planet, and the globalists hate it for a good reason, because it's diametrically opposed to their mercantilism, their neo-colonial feudalism. And I'm not going to be part of it. Mercantilism was a system developed by the French around 400 years ago to manage the burgeoning free market that had developed in the birth of the Renaissance. And it was a new merchant class that was outcompeting the nobles. And so the nobles came in with a letter of marque type government certification from the crown so that they could be given license to be the only ones operating. And they were given monopolies. And it was then a political system where they used it to control their colonies and their possessions. Then it was adopted by the Spanish, the British, and others, for those that don't know. And an example of mercantilism, one of the biggest reasons we went to war, we're told in 1776 it was over a tiny tea tax. No, that was, there was a protest against the tea tax. You know, it is the Boston Tea Party. When the people from the Green Dragon Inn got drunk and went over and threw millions of dollars in today's numbers of tea into the harbor of British tea, they had their own shipments of tea coming in. So it was mainly economic sabotage of their own, saying, look, you're hurting us, selectively enforcing tea taxes on American importers, colonial importers, and giving preferential treatment to British importers. But I'm going to digress from that. The issue in history is, if you know it, you're not doomed to repeat it. If you know history and then use those lessons to defend yourself. And you could not manufacture firearms in the United States. You could not manufacture shovels, pickaxes, buggy whips. You could not manufacture any finished good that was considered to be factory built. England had factories. And the United States, which was, of course, the colonies at the time, was not allowed. We were allowed to produce raw cotton, raw tobacco, raw timber, raw corn, raw wheat, raw maize. But if you weren't allowed to grind it into flour and then ship it abroad. You can grind it into flour here. There are all these Byzantine rules and government inspectors. And see, that's how London was able to keep control of not just the 13 colonies, but their colonies around the world. That's just one example. That's one reason the Indians in India revolted in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and finally threw the British out in the 50s, was because they weren't allowed to have their own businesses. They weren't allowed to have their own factories. So, see, globalism, they understand what it means to deindustrialize you. They weren't stupid. Oh, look, globalism failed. It shut down all our factories. They knew it would cause a giant sucking sound. It was designed to do that. So they've got these incredibly beautiful Russian women. I mean, this redhead looks like a supermodel. They show her in New York real estate video interview she did last year, and she looks like a movie star. She could have had a career in Hollywood. Amazing energy and charisma on top of the dynamite looks. And I will tell you right now that it's a 99% chance these are deep cover sleeper cells, exactly as the FBI said, and the media hadn't told you yet. These were sex operatives, ladies and gentlemen. And I've seen the news going, this is a new type of spying. This is not a new type of spying. The bumbling Russian spying of the 1940s and 50s, when for a brief time, late 1940s, early 50s, the U.S., England, and Russia were actually at odds with each other. That is, England, the U.S. against Russia. Because the globalists put the Russians in. They put the commies in. On record, that's now declassified. They put Mao in, declassified, public, History Channel, CIA admits it. Totally evil that they admit it. Just like they admit they're growing the opium in Afghanistan. They know we're out there exposing it now, so they just say, okay, we admit it. Big deal, let's move on. This is how the British roundtable groups operate. This is one of their arsenal in their Swiss Army knife, is swallows. That's the CIA term for a sex operative. I'll tell you, I've told the story. I've been in New York before and had a Russian sex operative try to get me in bed. And I was like, are you kidding? Number one, I'm married, don't cheat on my wife. And number two, you're a Russian spy. So no, stop trying to give me drinks. Was that 3 years ago in the 9/11 thing? It was pretty ridiculous. I mean, and boy, she was just coming on, coming on. Even had her handler there. I mean, Alex, like, well, I mean, what do you think? Who do you think I am? Nothing will get in the way of my mission against the New World Order. Anyways. So, she wasn't as good looking as this one, though. God, don't tempt me. I love my wife, and she's a very beautiful person, but just keep it away. But continuing, oh, yeah, I've seen some things in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Of course they're Russian spies. In fact, let me just get into it now, then I'll get into the economy since I started off into this. Spying as networking, Wall Street Journal. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Really? No, this is British intel model. They're getting sophisticated. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving in financial and elite circles. Because there's been a financial coup in America. Wall Street runs things. Of course they were in New York where the criminal bankers are. I mean, of course. I mean, who do you think took America over? British intel through U.S. intel. And now the Israelis, of course, are merged with that because the Rothschilds are some of the most powerful people in England. It's all one big sickening amalgamation. Suspect Donald Howard Heathfield, people had fake names, infiltrated as young people right out of high school. For example, graduated from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Well, have you looked at who runs America? Almost every position is a Harvard alumni, and then they go on to Goldman Sachs. This is a mafia. It's Harvard, and then Yale, and then Princeton. You've got financial globalists who are international corporate operators who are sucking every country dry. Of course the Russians infiltrated Harvard. Of course they tried to infiltrate Goldman Sachs. This is the illegitimate government. The Russians aren't going to get anything done with a ceremonial Congress. The Russians aren't going to get anything done with a ceremonial president. You think Peanut or the last guy, Bush, you think these guys actually run anything? They read off teleprompters. Of course they tried to infiltrate Harvard. Have you looked at who runs this country? Bunch of crooks, bunch of Ivy League crooks handled by British intelligence. God save the Queen and all that. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Who do you think we fought a war against to get this country? Wasn't France and your people that have the freedom fries you like to make fun of on your menus. They're the reason we got the country. See, everything we've been given is a Anglo-centric, Anglophile religion. All the French bashing. I noticed old movies in the 30s with French bashing. It's because British intel took this country over. Doesn't mean the British people. They've been taken over by the same system. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Oh, you mean like the British taking over Yale in 1832 on record through Skull and Bones? You mean that unorthodox operation? If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox, British intel. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving into financial and elite circles. Because they run this country. Suspect Donald Howard Heathfield, for example, graduated from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and was an energetic networker who promoted his consultancy firm, Future Map, aimed at governments and businesses former classmates recall. What did the NSA do? They started Google to go around getting everybody's info. And then it's private so the bankers control it. That's what globalism is. Globalism equals treason. Globalism equals foreign, offshore, corporate governance. I mean, have you seen the G20? No matter if it's England, Canada, or the U.S., it's the exact same procedures, exact same black vans snatching people. It's all run by the banks. They call the shots. They've taken over.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
That's right, you can't buy me. I am a defender of the Republic. I am an American. I am born on the 4th of July. And I will defend this country against Republican neocon scum. I will defend it against left-wing communist filth. And I will defend it against the international bankers that fund and run the entire operation. And I will defend it against the entire New World Order system and their stinking agenda. I want my republic back. I want my republic back. I want my private property rights back. I want a future for my children. I mean, look at how ignorant the Wall Street Journal is. Either these three writers that wrote this story are morons, or they're giving you disinfo. And I've got to believe it's disinfo. I mean, the gentleman that wrote the James Bond novels, he was a member of OSS and then MI6. And in all the movies, which have reality woven in, all James Bond is doing is seducing women spies to have sex with them. They're trying to seduce him. People are filming it covertly through glass mirrors. That's exactly what goes on. And then they're wondering, oh, in the newspaper, this is never heard of. Sex operatives. Oh, cheapers. We never heard of that. And then other people are running around saying that they were journalists and they just were illegal aliens who had fake deep cover, fake marriages to be reporters. I mean, that's even more asinine. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. But again, hyperventilating, and they've got former KGB operatives who'll just sell out to whoever offers her, you know, money. You know, now CIA disinfo people all over radio and TV going, the Russians are going to get us. The Russians are everywhere. Oh, my gosh, there's Russian spies all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, what there are corporate spies all over the place, and they already run the government. Have you read an SPP document? Again, Judicial Watch sued and got them, and I talk about it all the time because it's so incredible. You look at the meeting at Baylor in 2005, the meetings in Mexico in 2006, the meetings in 2007 at Banff, Canada, subsequent documents in 2008, 9, and 2010. And they arrive at these armored complexes with troops outside guarding them, costing hundreds of millions, if not billions, like in the case of the G20. And the world leaders sit down, and then they have a corporate governance board, and they break into subgroups, and the corporate leaders come and tell the government what they voted on, and then the government says, yes, sir, in the meetings. Government officials say in the minutes, yes, sir, and then they go and implement it. And now, is that treason? Is that a coup d'etat? Is that a takeover? Of course it is. So, of course, the Russians are trying to infiltrate the corporations. Of course, they're infiltrating Harvard, where they train the traitors. What about some of the Harvard PhDs we've had on, like Dr. Francis Boyle, PhD, international lawyer, wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty for the UN. He'll tell you he was sent and trained, because he was top of his class, to be in the one office of Henry Kissinger, where they give out one PhD a year, and it was given to him to carry out world government, extermination, genocide, total takeover, British intel. He'll tell you. One person a year, and he went and was given that position and was given the full plan and said, I'm not going to be part of this. That's a powerful defector from the enemy camp to us, isn't it? He's, of course, in Fall the Republic. But we need defectors from Goldman Sachs. We need defectors from the private Federal Reserve. We need defectors from BP. That's where you get real defectors from. You don't get it from Russia surrounded, imploded on all sides with the bankers trying to get back in and loot because the old line Russian elite are actually able to run that country. And they're looting, but nothing like the bankers would do. Because the bankers want to run countries into the ground. The Russian elite want to use Russia as a command base for their own power and control, and they do have some Russian patriotism. But they're still very corrupt, from my analysis. But compared to the Goldman Sachs, compared to the British intel elite, compared to the corporate Genovese mafia black nobility, the merger of the Italian royal families with the German royal families and the British royal families, merged with the Rothschilds, the most cunning people you can imagine, has created the ultimate symbiosis of what we now live under. And they are as ruthless as anything you can imagine. Let me tell you how many levels the British intel plays. You can read the documents from 1830s, 1870s. You can read their battle plans from 1919. The Milner Group saying, we're going to let Germany build back up after incredible sanctions. They will then elect a war leader. We'll fund him as a dictator. We'll encourage the dictator to go wild, claim we're going to team up with him, and then we'll bring him down and wreck Europe. And that way, how do you deal with people playing in 25-year increments, as Brzezinski brags they do? Well, you study their battle plans and ask yourself if you want to be enslaved by these people. Because their end game is killing you and your family. They want you dead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I haven't said much about the Al Gore situation, but watching his body language and the way he's been behaving, and he always looked like a big, fat, degenerate rapist to me. A lot of times the book cover matches what's inside. Sometimes it doesn't. This could be some type of bizarre false flag where she later comes out and admits it's all a fraud as some way to discredit anybody who ever comes out against Gore. But I don't think that's the case, because this is something that's dirty either way you slice it. So we will cover that coming up. Accuser claims key witnesses, hotel video surveillance, DNA evidence. Gore unequivocally and emphatically denies, kind of like Bill Clinton,
I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
And then he shook his finger and said,
how dare you say I did? It's a complete lie.
And see, these guys like to force it on somebody. He got even more excited, reportedly, as she said no. And then she was trying to get out, and he ran over and started hunching on her. I want to warn you, though, we're not going to air all of this tape, and we bleeped out the cuss words. We're going to fade them down. But still, it is graphic, so if there's any children listening, I'm going to play a short clip of this now, but I'm going to play more of it next hour. Here's just a short clip of when it started.
He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, my fingers brushing against his penis, and firmly planted my hand on his pubic crest region and said to me, "There," in a very sharp, loud, angry-sounding tone. This is all happening really fast, as you can imagine. Further yet,
that's enough. That's the police deposition. They've reopened the criminal investigation. See, when this happened 3 years ago, he was at the height of his Nobel Prize and the worship, and people were literally saying he laid golden eggs when he went to the bathroom. That, I mean, this guy could do nothing wrong. He was like the second coming of Christ, all rolled into one, and an Easter bunny, and the golden goose. I mean, he was like God. He was a saint. And really, he was a big man-bear pig. He was the guy that sold you that NAFTA and GATT was going to be great. This is a good deal, Larry. We cover that in Fall of the Republic. This deal is going to really build new factories in the United States, Larry. Shut up, Ross. This is my time to speak. Let me speak in my big, you know, fake Southern Nelly accent here for you. Was NAFTA and GATT a good deal for you, America? Did Bill Clinton not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? Do they not lie? And notice how he was real quiet about this in 2006. It came out then when it first happened, I guess 4 years ago. And then he was real quiet the last 2 weeks about it. And that's suspicious, when, even though it was big news. And now he's had to deny. But notice he doesn't say in words like, no, she's a liar, because he didn't want to encourage her to get more angry. He doesn't say she's scum, she wanted money, she's a fraud, she's a criminal. He says, I unequivocally and emphatically deny. Because he knows the general public doesn't even know what unequivocally or emphatically means. When they use a lawyer term like that, a long word, that's what he later could say, I did touch her, but she touched me, and I meant I unequivocally and emphatically deny that I tried to force her. I mean, why do you think his wife's leaving him? All right, I'm already getting into this. I said I'd get into it next hour. So I got the financial news. It's the top story. The Iran situation, the latest on the oil spill. What happened with Charlie Veach? He emailed us and he said, look, I'll come on if you want. The fellow arrested twice in Toronto. But he said, I want to get out of Canada first. And I said, yeah, let's just not have you on until you get back to England. You know why? Because when they screamed at me for 15 hours and threatened to set me up and put me in prison when I was there to cover Bilderberg in 2006 in Ottawa, this was in Toronto, about 50 miles away. When the media found out I was there and showed up, they went from screaming and cussing and saying I was going to go to a Toronto prison and all the rest of it, and trying to get me to say I was basically a terrorist, and trying to get my guys to say that they were terrorists and I was a terrorist. Then they got scared, and the head guy came in. He said, I have daughters. He started starting to cry a little. He said, please, please don't talk bad about me. And then I said, well, you know what, buddy? I just want to be able to cover this. And he said, and he shifted into, you know, good cop, bad cop. He went back into bad cop. He said, you'll have to leave, you know, and we've got people outside the police force. You don't know what could happen. And then I realized, oh, this guy's really dangerous. And so I said, well, I'll try to go easy on you. And they started crying again, and it was all fake. I mean, these people are lunatics. I mean, this bully acted real tough until the media got there, and then he just went to pieces. So I would imagine they were telling him, you got to come back in August for your court date, even though you're pleading not guilty. And you better watch it. Things can happen, boy. And so I don't see how he can even talk once he gets to England. In my experience, if he goes along with them and licks their boots, they're going to probably set him up even worse once he gets there. They're like, good, we got him where we want him. Let's throw the book at him. I mean, Charlie, buddy, they'll plant drugs on you. There's no end to these people. You've got all the reports coming out now by women that they threatened to rape them. And during the, quote, enhanced strip search, men did penetrate them with their fingers. So, and the police didn't rape that fellow with a plunger for 2 hours either, with blood pouring out. They did. A good cop finally blew the whistle. Of course, cops would say he was the bad cop. Who would want to rape somebody for 2 hours with a plunger? I mean, even if you were a sadistic rapist, that would get kind of old, wouldn't it? But not to a demon. 2 hours raping with a toilet plunger. I mean, I want to support the police. I want to. But, I mean, come on. Come on. All right, now I'm digressing again. And I want to finish up on the Russian spy situation and really make it clear how this is a great illustration of how the media hyperventilates over a threat. Yeah, it's like one fire ant biting you versus a thousand. One fire ant can't kill you. A thousand can. Let me tell you something. We got 1,000 Goldman Sachs fire ants on us. And we got one Russian ant on us. And the crazy lunatic Goldman Sachs ants want to have a war with Russia. They're so full of chutzpah that they want to do that. And we have got to stop it. We have got to stop it. All right, I'll talk about that in a moment. Before I go any further here today, I'm going to tell you about a few of the fabulous sponsors that made this transmission possible. One of them is the Yakova Blue. Did you know you can be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Yakova Blue, with the Yakova Blue 28 and the brand new Yakova Blue 30 machines, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7 to 12 stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about here on the transmission. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. Or by clicking on their banner at infowars.com. Or give them a call at 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043 or InfoWars.com. Big old banner up there at the top of the site. Also, I want to tell you about Weapons Universe. Weapons Universe. And that's another one of the great sites of Blade Empire. But Weapons-Universe.com, ladies and gentlemen. They are just a wonderful sponsor. And these folks have everything you can imagine for your self-defense needs, everything you need. Go to weapons-universe.com, and that's where they've got the really good specials, and they've got all the top names out there, like Smith & Wesson, Spy, Draco, Cold Steel, you name it, they've got it, and they're the biggest bulk seller out there, so you get the best prices, and they're patriots, weapons-universe.com. And they've got stun guns, they've got tasers, they've just got everything. They've got mace, they've got pepper spray. Weapons-universe.com. That's weapons-universe.com. Get them before Kagan comes after you. We're not joking around about that witch. Yesterday they asked her, I'm going to play this later too. They asked her whether she liked werewolves or vampires in the new movie Twilight. That's the type of softball moron comments that they ask the Penguin. Because I'm wrong. She doesn't look like John Wayne Gacy. She looks like the Penguin. Have you seen Danny DeVito as the Penguin? We had a Alex Jones Channel video that Dave put up, and he found an image of the Penguin from the 1990s Batman film with Danny DeVito. And I'm not kidding. It is her. She would not even need makeup to play the part of the Penguin. And I shouldn't attack her for how she looks. It's just, why do we have to have a, I mean, look, it doesn't really bother me that there'll be no Protestants, even though that's the biggest religion in the United States on them, even though I'm a Protestant. I mean, in the political correct world, it's not the content of your mind or your deeds, it's what group you're part of. So why isn't the court half Protestant? Now, you can find lots of black guys that are Protestant, you know, so you can get that quota done, have some black guys, have some Protestants, but no. And I don't even get upset that you'll have, you know, two Jews on the court and no Protestants. If she was pro-Second Amendment and pro-property rights and not an admitted socialist, that wouldn't be a problem. But will the whole court end up being hunchbacked lesbians? I mean, you know, Sotomayor and Kagan? I mean, again, I don't even dislike lesbians. I don't hate people for what they're into. I mean, come on. I mean, is America to be, I mean, what's going on with the head of Homeland Security? What was going on with Janet Reno? Janet Reno was in a court case, and it came out in the Miami and other papers that she was constantly being caught with underage girls, and once in the back of a convertible, and that she'd vomited all over the 13-year-old girl that she checked out of the CPS. I mean, that's on record that Reno was doing stuff like this. And they said, my gosh, this woman's completely compromised. Let's make her, because she was controlled by the mafia in Miami and surrounding areas, let's make her this corrupt DA. Let's make her the attorney general. And see, let's get it out in the open, Kagan's sexual persuasion. Let's get Reno's out in the open. Let's get Sotomayor's out in the open. See, but they don't want it out in the open because once it's out in the open, they can't blackmail them with it. It's not that she's a lesbian. It's not that Sotomayor is. It's not that Janet Reno was. The reason they put these women in there is because they can destroy them anytime they want. Remember Senator Lindsey Graham, the head of ALEPAC, comes out and says it's well known in Washington that this guy is part of the Republican gay coalition. I mean, that literally is probably more than half the Republican congressmen. It's unbelievable. I mean, how many have been caught in bathrooms and running around, and how many deputy heads of Homeland Security trying to get in bed with little kids? And I mean, it just goes. I mean, Barney Frank was caught in the late 80s running an underage brothel out of his house, out of his townhouse, and didn't get in trouble because he went and gave a press conference and said, you drop this right now or I'm blowing the whistle on everybody. And they dropped it. So, you know, I mean, if Frank is gay, that's his own issue. I don't dislike him for that. I mean, that's his right. But he does, you know, had underage teenagers in there. He needs to get in trouble for that. But see, if he goes down, they all go down. And he's the rare Democrat who's gay, I guess. The issue here, I mean, it tends to look at Gore going after women over here, but it's bad. Whether he was trying to force it on a male masseuse or a female masseuse, you know, it's wrong. But you notice as soon as it came out that Lindsey Graham was being blackmailed for his homosexuality, it must have felt really good to him to be able to not have it over his head, and now he can be reelected. He came out and said, I'm against cap and trade, I'm against amnesty, I'm against all the things I was for. That weight must have felt really good off his shoulders, ladies and gentlemen. That weight must have felt really good for him. Well, that weight is on Kagan, it's on Sotomayor, it's on all these single women. I mean, you can go search engine. In fact, search engine, I didn't cover this a month ago. I should have. You can find her at parties, at bar parties, with, you know, beautiful women and, you know, smiling like a guy would smile if he was with a beauty queen. You know, I mean, if I was with Miss Oklahoma, say, at an event and I put my arm, she put her arm around me, I'd probably blush. Well, you know, it's Kagan blushing with some beautiful, you know, lipstick type person. And, you know, she's a bull, you know what, person. And, you know, that's what she likes. I mean, look, she wants to wear pants. You know, she would never wear makeup and earrings and stuff. I mean, she's a tomboy. That's her issue. She likes women. I like women. I mean, I think the gay lifestyle is destructive. I think it's bad. But I don't judge these people or hate them. But the issue is she's being blackmailed, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe it. You better believe that I trust Wayne Madsen and other investigative reporters, and they say the word is Barack Obama's a bisexual. And they are blackmailing him with that. This is how they control people, ladies and gentlemen. And we can't have presidents, and we can't have Supreme Court justices, and heads of Homeland Security, and heads of justice departments who are homosexual and are being blackmailed. So, Kagan, come out of the closet, admit you're a lesbian. Admit that that was what you advocated for, and that was the group that you constantly wrote about and what you were obsessed with when you were in the White House and when you were Solicitor General. Admit that you are a homosexual activist. Admit that that's your entire life, and I'll have a lot of respect for you. Okay, but see, you're not going to do it. So I'm going to say today on air what nobody else will say, okay? The Supreme Court will become 100% bull dykes if we don't do something about this. I'm sick of it. Okay? And that woman wants our guns, and she wants our private property, and she wants everything. And she doesn't like families, and she doesn't like heterosexuals. And she's shown that as part of her record. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. Is that understood? I'm not going along with it anymore. Okay? And that's the term that these gay groups use for each other. I was watching some group at a protest that got beat up at the G20, and it was wrong. You know, they call themselves the queers, and then they can call themselves that, but nobody else is supposed to. I mean, those are the terms they use for themselves on their social networking sites and everywhere else, and so I'll call it what it is. Okay? And I'm tired of the CPS hunting heterosexual families, now on record, now even mainstream news in England, London Telegraph, top reporters, that they go to heterosexual families and take their children to give them to the families of gays and lesbians. Stop hunting us. Again, I'm not against these people, but I'm against the aberrant extreme groups out there that are hunting heterosexuals. It's like Planet of the Apes, and I'm being hunted, and I've had enough, and your political correctness doesn't work on me anymore. So I've been clear about it now, and I've committed the great cardinal sin of talking bad about Kagan. And the question to the Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan, was, are you a vampire or are you a werewolf? And she's neither. What she is a clone of Janet Reno, and that's why she's in there. I mean, these women are all lookalikes. Napolitano, Kagan, Sotomayor, Janet Reno, and we're so paralyzed by political correctness, we're missing the forest for the trees here. It isn't that they're lesbians, it's that they're compromised, and they're being blackmailed, and they're forming a power cult, just like Rome founded these cults.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I mean, think about it. You had four members of the Supreme Court vote months ago, but it was made public Monday, that there should be no Second Amendment. Chicago, Mayor Daley's office argued in that court case, no one is allowed to own guns but the police. Highest crime rate in the country, just spinning out of control. Criminals don't follow the law. law-abiding citizens, when they do sneak a gun into Chicago, it's almost always some old lady or some old man defend themselves. They send them to prison. They arrest them for defending themselves. This is incredible. And these people want to disarm us. They say we don't have a right to our private property. We don't have a right to our free speech, to our guns. And why are they doing it? Because they're being blackmailed, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot have Supreme Court justices that are involved in gambling. I'm not against people that gamble. I think you can get out of control and be destructive. That's not bigoted to be against gambling. Any more so than I don't dislike gay people. I don't dislike, you know, I don't hate them. I understand they're human beings. I understand they're attracted to what they're attracted to. I don't like the other weird behaviors that come out of it. The gun grabbing, the land grabbing, the, you know, as part of that group, that's what on average they do. Leave me alone. I don't like the fact that so many of the CPS workers are homosexuals coming after people's kids. It's creepy. Let's just tell it like it is. And I don't like the fact that Lindsey Graham and all these people are being blackmailed. Just like if they had a gambling problem. Just like if they had taken bribes. They're now compromised. And if the media made it out in the open that, you know, joining a long history of other lesbians on the court, I mean, she's certainly not the first. Sotomayor is not the first. And why do they pick these lesbian lawyers? Because they can destroy them whenever they want. Because they're not making it public that they're lesbians. Just like Lindsey Graham is gay. And boy, that didn't prove it. They said, Mr. Graham, we've got all the proof you're gay and you're being blackmailed. You better stop being for the carbon tax and the open borders and the banker takeover, or we're going to bring it all out in the open. And one day later, that's it. I'm not for any of this anymore. I mean, why would Graham do things that are so unpopular in his state that he was assured to lose and is still assured to lose? Why would he commit political suicide as a senator? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. And the gay club got him into the Republican bathhouse. It's basically what it is. And, again, why is the Congress, when gay men are supposedly 3% of the population, why are so many Republicans gay? Because they recruit each other. They're like, you're compromised now into our criminal club. That's why when you go to Bohemian Grove, as Richard Nixon said on record, they try to make you have gay sex. Because it's a rite of passage. Okay, buddy, we can tell your wife now that you had sex with these gay porn stars we brought in if you don't play ball with us. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? It's a cult. You may have some, you know, gay doctor down the street that, you know, that you're friends with and you play golf with, whatever. He's not a bad person. But these groups up in Washington, I mean, pretty soon you won't be able to be in Congress unless you're gay. You won't be able to be on the Supreme Court unless you're gay. You won't be able to, I mean, what, everything's got to be run by gay people? I mean, this is becoming a total takeover of society, and I'll just say it. I mean, you're worried about a Russian takeover of America because of 11 spies trying to infiltrate Harvard because they know what runs America. It's cliques run America. Mafias run America. You got Dixie Mafia, you got Jewish Mafia, you got Italian Mafia, you got Banker Mafia, you got Gay Mafia, you got Mexican Mafia, you got Black Mafia, and you know what? I'm with the Constitutional Mafia. I'm with the Bill of Rights and the Private Property and Get Off My Land Mafia. How's that sound? Get off my land, get out of my life, I'm gonna live my own red-blooded life. Okay? I like women, I like my kids, I like green grass, I like T-bone steaks, okay? Let me have my life. Don't make me live like you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.